He's doing whatever he's, you know, he's doing what's right for him.
As a player, you go where the opportunity is.
Right, exactly. He's doing what works for him, basically.
It's going to be strange, though, seeing him in
the company. It's going to be, yeah. I mean, because, you know, he's been, you know, I've known him. When I got here, he was a Packer. When I left, he was a Packer. And now him being in the green and gold, purple and gold, you know, it's just like, wow. And it's just like seeing, you know, I grew up a 49ers fan, seeing Joe Montana in the Chiefs uniform. Or seeing, you know, Michael Jordan when he came back wearing the number 45. You know, it's just like, it's a little different, but it's something that you just know inside that athlete, you know, they still got a little fight in them or they wouldn't have themselves back on the field.
What's your role? Looks like you're getting a little bit more rest.
Really don't know, but I just know I'm in terms of my win, you know, I got to get a little more cardio in this week, you know, so because I think I'm going to be out there working. I don't know what I'm doing yet, but I just know I'm going to be helping out somewhere.
Money, you've been with Brett for so many years. How strange would it be for you to see him on the opposite side of the Vikings?
Like I just said, it's not going to be too much strength, you know, because I've been a part of all type of situations where I played against, you know, players, or I remember back in, I go all the way back to high school. I transferred schools, and then the second game of the season, I was playing the school I transferred from, you know, and I was the trader and da-da-da-da. So I kind of, from a standpoint, now on this level, I kind of know what that feels like for number four, for Brett. So, you know, it's part of the game. And like I said, he's a competitor. And he was just, the Mike Vikings gave him an opportunity to go play for him. And, you know, he's going to do his thing. He's going to be a player. That's one thing I know about him.
What type of reaction do you think he'll get? And you almost worry that sometimes his fuel is fired by people yelling at him.
He ain't gonna need much to get going. He's probably already there going all right now. He's probably doing just getting his game plan. The fans, you know, somebody, when I was at the Packer Hall of Fame this offseason when they inducted Antonio and Dorsey said it right. He said, right now, when he comes here, in the green, the purple and gold, the fans gonna boo him, you know, but when he finally retires, he's gonna retire Packer. And they're gonna probably be most likely left again. I think that's how it's gonna be. It's kind of gonna be mixed emotions for the fans, you know, out there in the stands.
You saw the first game. How much could you help in blitz pickups and just the little things that sometimes the average fan doesn't see?
I'm gonna do the best I can. That's all I can do. You know, I'm coming in basically fresh off the streets. You know, the good thing is I stayed in shape. So now since last week I've been in the playbook hard. So. Watching them on film, you know, I know them because a lot of the personnel hasn't changed since I left. You know, EJ and Greenway, you know, Lieber, they're the same linebacking core that I remember when I was here, and actually last year when we played them when I was in Texas. So, you know, in the front four is pretty much the same with the big Williams in the middle. So I know how they play. It's not going to be easy sledding, you know, running the ball and blitz pickup. That won't be easy either because they're heavy backers and they, you know, they're very athletic. So it's going to be fun in there. It's going to be a lot of banging around.